Welcome to our morning show today. Okay, there we got it figured out. After 40 years, you know, we're starting to figure things out around here. We have some info to get you in the know today on the morning show. We're going to talk to the Scenic Hills Wild Turkey Federation. We're going to talk about an upcoming event they have here, including President Derek Goplin, Fuzz McCauley, who is here today. I don't know, do you have a title, Fuzz, or not?
Not even close to a title. No,
okay.
We don't want it. I do handle the checkbook, but that's about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good task.
Yeah,
So you have a big event coming up, Derek. Tell me about what's happening this Friday in the area.
Yeah, so this Friday we have our Scenic Hills Guns and Bingo event. So we'll play some bingo. We'll hand out some guns with the raffle, and it should be a good time. It's usually pretty enjoyable.
People love bingo, I think.
I hear they do. So.
So give us a little bit of the soup and nuts of it. You're going to be playing bingo. What time does it all start?
Yeah, so doors open at 5, dinner's at 6:30. We'll have a nice meal that's included with your dinner ticket. Most people have bought in advance, but we do have plenty of seats available. So please stop on down at the Phoenix Center at 5 o'clock. You can buy your tickets at the door. They are $80 a piece. That includes the good dinner there. And then if you are interested, we do have a sponsorship table that's $1,200. That gets you 8 seats and your own raffle with that table. So,
pretty good deal. What about the meal? What are you serving?
What are we serving, Fuzz?
We have
turkey?
Beef and turkey.
All right.
There we go. Beef and turkey, the potatoes, you know, vegetable bread. It's the full meal. It's not a you know, it's not just a partial. It's full meal. Come hungry.
So you've been a part of this organization for a little while, Fuzz.
Yeah, I have. I've been for a while. Yeah, yeah. Good group of people, and that's why I'm in it. In fact, I didn't even turkey hunt when I started being a part of this group, but just great people to be around. You know, outdoors people. So therefore, you know, when we talk about it being a Turkey Federation banquet or group, this is a national group. So it extends quite a ways. So you start talking about, okay, what does this money go for that people are, you know, buying into and stuff. And locally, we do a Jake's Day, for example, where we include youth and we try to do youth with a lot of stuff. But when you kind of extend outside of our local chapter, you know, the state chapter has events and conferences and conventions. And then nationally, a lot of times it involves like biologists that are dealing with turkeys, turkey habitat, and then they do a lot of land leasing. You know, it's getting kind of to where it's difficult for people to find a place to enjoy the outdoors and conservation and the hunting. So therefore, it extends into the national level, you know, for people that want to be a part of that outdoors group.
So it's been a learning experience for you. And I was thinking about when we were young, that I didn't even know there was such a thing as a wild turkey, you know,
right,
around
yeah.
here.
Well,
right?
You know, I wish I was more attuned to dates and years, but turkeys began here because we made a swap with the state of Missouri. And we're talking about before your time and my time. And we gave them grouse from Wisconsin and they gave us turkeys from Missouri. And we can see now you drive down the road and it's not too unusual to find turkeys around. So it's been a great, great hit for us here in the state of Wisconsin.
I know you're an enthusiast of the outdoors, Derek, but hunting turkey, is that one of the more challenging things to hunt?
Yeah, I would say so. Without looking at the data, I mean, when I was growing up, they said the success rate was like 20-25%. So they can be pretty challenging. They see very well. And it's just overall, it's pretty hard.
Why are you a member of this organization?
I'm a member because I enjoy the outdoors. I'm, you know, well-versed with the archery club and some of the other outdoor communities. So this is just a way to help give back and make sure that we have something moving forward as well.
Are there some highlights maybe from the last year or so since the last time we saw you? Or some accomplishments for the club?
Fuzz, yeah.
Well, I think one of the things that we try to promote with our committee And committee, by the way, can be anybody that wants to be involved. But we do some fishing. We do some deer hunting events. We do some turkey events, obviously. And we try to do things that would involve spouses, because quite often these are men, but not always. But we do some things that involve the spouses as well. So we actually have, as a committee, and again, that can be anybody that wants to be involved locally. We do something every month that promotes basically, outdoor education and just getting out there and having fun.
Is there an effort to try and get younger people involved, Derek?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you do that?
We do a lot of, like, learn to hunt stuff every spring with the turkeys. I know a lot of members are involved with hunter education as well. And then on the archery club side, we're always open to bringing new people in. It's, you know, we welcome everyone to come up there and be a part of that community.
How often do you get together for the archery club?
Yeah, so the archery club meets every Wednesday evening around 5 o'clock or so. So if you're not a member, come up then, talk to us. We'll show you around. Memberships are $40 for a single person, $50 for a family, and then you can come shoot any day of the week. You don't have to just come up there on a Wednesday.
That's good to know. So yep. No appointment is needed if you're a member then.
Correct.
Good. Fuzz, have you learned to call turkeys? Have you worked on that or not?
You know, that's kind of part of the, like I said, I didn't even hunt turkeys when I started. But what I ended up doing was, I have a brother that really loved to hunt turkeys. And so I asked him to call for me for several years, and he did. And he must have done a pretty good job because there was some success. Then one of my sons kind of picked up on calling turkeys, and so he would call for me. I have never called a turkey in, and nor have I really attempted. I've just, like even some of the committee members, as Derek mentioned, like when you have a youth hunt, like Jerry Lynch, for example, has taken me out. He's a member of our committee, and he called for me and stuff like that. So it's not like you got to be the caller. You just got to know somebody that's good at it. So I've been very blessed with that.
It's like a lot of things. Surround yourself with good people, right?
That's right. That's right. I thought of that this morning coming in. You know, we're going to talk about more things than turkeys here today. But I'm just blessed to have good people around that I can enjoy, and you get a lot of stuff done.
Good camaraderie.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a busy weekend because you have this event on Friday night. What's going on mm-hmm. Saturday?
Then? Well, Saturday is another hat that I've been privileged to wear. It's the wrestling club is having a golf outing on Saturday, and I'm not a main wheel with that at all. Kyle Kayeski would be somebody that was in touch with me. I think Aaron Ewing is also kind of part of that wheel that turns, but I thought it would be a good time for me to kind of mention the fact that if you like to golf, or if you like to support sports or any of that, it's a fundraiser at Quail Run. And I think they have like a couple of, it'll be a scrambles. And I think they have a couple starting times. I know that I start in the afternoon. Somebody else, other groups start in the morning. So I would be in touch with, if you can, I know it's on Facebook stuff. But Kyle Kayeski, Aaron Ewing, I think like the first start is like 10 in the morning. So if it fits in, show up. It includes a meal. I think that it's like $50 to be involved individually, which includes a meal at Quail Run. And I'm sure, for me, it's just a blast to run into people and talk to them and, people you haven't seen for a long time.
A lot of people that you coached. Right?
Yeah, right. But you just don't, you just don't see enough people often enough. And so that's what makes it a good time.
And they're raising money? Do they have a certain cause?
Well, it's to promote the elementary wrestling, basically, because there's a lot of involved there when it comes to costs for mats, when it comes to for officials and stuff you might have at your tournaments. That's always an ongoing thing, you know, to raise money and try and make it happen.
So how many times will you say four?
Well, I don't yell it because I usually don't know where my ball's going to go. So I hit it and then watch it, and then maybe I might yell four. But by the time I would know where it's going, four is too late.
Sure, that's true.
Yeah.
It should be fun. So, again, yeah. a few shifts on Saturday, it sounds right. like.
Yeah.
And Kyle Kiaski is the mm-hmm. one to talk to on that.
I would say he would be a good guy. And you get on, like I say, you get on all the social media, you'll find it. And there'll be prizes. They do raffles. That kind of stuff. So I think it's kind of like an all-day event there at Quail Run.
Good. Wonderful.
On Saturday.
And,
yeah.
And then the other hat you wear is the FFA alumni, right?
Yes.
And yeah. they have some events coming up.
Yeah, we do. We have an annual event. We call it FFA Alumni Day, Richland FFA Alumni Day. And that's in September 12th. And it's a Saturday. And so kind of what we do there. And if you ever kind of wanted to get onto that social media, if you looked up Richland FFA alumni, believe it or not, Phil, there's more than one Richland FFA alumni in the United States.
Oh, sure.
That was the first thing that I like, well, that's not our
there's
Facebook page.
Ohio, I think, maybe,
yeah,
and then
right.
Washington State, I
right.
believe. So
look for the American flag.
All right.
The American flag is kind of, okay, that's it. And so that's our Facebook page. We try to push old pictures of FFA stuff, agriculture stuff. We got some stuff going on 4-H right now, some old 4-H pictures. So anyway, but the point is that you can see this event on the 12th on there being advertised. And so we start with golfing at 1 o'clock. It's not a pre-register, you know, talk to your friends, get there, show up. We match up with a scramble, best ball kind of thing. And then we go from there to the American Legion where we do, we have bags, bag contest, cornhole, whatever you want to call it. And we have a kind of, you know, competition with that. I think we had last year, I think we had like 10 sets of bag boards there. So a lot of people do come especially for that. And we'll have the Richland Locker Brats there being cooked and just having a good time.
You're going to be quite the golfer. You're going to go twice this year then, right?
And that will probably be my limit. In fact, I think when Dennis Welsh sees me show up out there, he knows he's going to be busy the few days after. Probably patching holes, and the holes will not be right by the pin either.
Okay.
Yeah, right. The divots won't be right by the pin.
What are some things the FFA alumni raises money for?
Well, we're just so blessed to have Allen Acres, which is some property that Bob Allen many years ago donated to us. It's on Covered Bridge Road. And so... So not only promoting the local FFA chapter, we, you know, have upkeep and things to take care of with that property, which is very available for FFAs to use and stuff. But our main goal is to support our FFA chapter when they are doing events that they need financial support for or professional help. You know, to be able to come in and assist with the classroom stuff or the shop stuff or events outside.
I know sometimes even the contests cost extra mm-hmm. money for the FFA students to attend.
Absolutely. Too. You go to these contests, you pay a fee. And, of course, there's state convention, national convention. Those are all things that are just super events and experiences. But sometimes, you know, you got to come up with some extra cash to make that all happen.
I think you guys did a tractor a year or so.
Yep, too, yep. We've been doing tractor, you know, renovation and raffles and stuff. Yeah. So over the time frame, you know, we've done some big things, but brats have been a big deal for us over the years. Brat sales and cookouts and things like that.
Indeed. And you're going to be serving up some hot dogs on October 3rd as well, aren't you?
I cannot wait for this event, Phil. Tell us, Phil, first of all, what it's about.
Well, we're going to be celebrating our 40th, those were the days, 40th, not the 40th overall, but the 40th year.
Yes.
On October 3rd at the Richland Center City Auditorium on the Betty Hayes Legacy Stage. Just recently named.
Yeah.
And you're going to be there serving hot dogs that night as well.
Well, yeah, this was something I just thought was very necessary. Because they're going to be celebrating you and what you've done. And I think I said, we've got to have some hot dogs there.
Is it a correlation, the hot dog, celebrating a hot dog well, on the air or something?
I'm glad you brought that up, Phil, because it's been mentioned that night we may be calling them Phil dogs.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to push Phil dogs, that's fine. But people probably need to understand that they're Richland Locker hot dogs. And so we're going to be outside of the doors of the auditorium cooking these hot dogs, taking them inside. So when people come inside to see you, I think the times may not perfect, 6 to 9 maybe.
Yes, that's correct.
In the evening. When they come in, part of their entrance, they're going to be an admission fee of some sort, a small fee, I think. And part of it's going to be a free hot dog.
Oh, that's a good deal. Yeah. And, of course, the night parade is going on, the Canyon of Lights parade at the same time.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of big doings in downtown. Yeah.
So I have talked to Craig. We're talking like a lot of Phil dogs.
I hope so.
Yes.
Just our staff alone will probably polish off a few of them.
So we're going to have a lot of Phil dogs there. For that event. So our alumni will be helping out with that, yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Well, we appreciate you guys doing that.
Well, one other touch with that, I think would be people will get excited about this, and that is that because this is celebrating you and because we've had the Betty Hayes stage stuff going, they're thinking about this maybe being a Philney Latrine possible beginning. Yeah, so
I'm starting to get teary-eyed here. Yeah.
I will not say that I came up with this idea, but somebody did. They thought the Philney Latrine would be an awesome thing to start getting resources toward making that happen.
Well, it sounds really, it rhymes for one thing. Mm-hmm. It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, so well, that's kind of what I thought. And the person that came up with that idea, I thought, that's a good one.
That's good. Yeah. I'm speechless for once. We appreciate that, Fuzz, and appreciate you guys coming out to do that then. So kind of circling back to where we started. Derek, anything you want to add about this weekend and your big event on Friday night?
So if you're wondering where you can find our flyers at, one, you can stop in at the event like we mentioned. We're going to get it on the WRCO Facebook page, it sounds like. There's a QR code on the flyer. You can go to the NWTF's website. There should be an event button you can click on. You can just search Scenic Hills, Guns and Bingo. It should come up. Or I know there's flyers down at Open Season in town, so you can stop in there and grab one. It's just inside the door.
Wonderful. And what do you look forward to the most with the upcoming banquet on Friday night, Derek?
I look forward to winning bingo myself.
Really? Guaranteed winner.
Hopefully I have enough time to play. We'll see if I'm running around or not.
How many cards do you anticipate that you'll have?
There are 4 or 6 games.
Yeah, and you get different cards.
But you can
get different cards. Yeah. And I think you can. Are we letting people buy more cards?
No, the cards are free with your entrance.
Okay.
So you get the bingo cards when you come in.
Okay.
And so so you play those games and see what happens. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And it's the kind of thing where, you know, the selection of what you win can be something dealing with turkey and outdoor, or it can be cash. And I think it's like $400 cash per game. So it's not like, you know, that you have to, you know, if you're not a turkey person, outdoor person, if you just come and you're playing bingo with us, you know, you walk out of there with cash.
Right. And then you've had some nice donations too, I'm guessing, for the event.
Absolutely.
So some door prizes that people can win.
Right. Yeah. In fact, Randy Olson just donated a truckload of gravel for us.
Wonderful.
To give as part of our silent auction. So a big thanks to Randy.
Great. You know, you get good support from the community. Anything you want to add about your chapter, Derek, here in Richland Center?
Yeah. I mean, we're always looking for more people, especially younger individuals that want to be involved in the outdoors. It can be a good stepping stone into some other organizations. So
it's an exciting time too with the fall seasons coming.
It is, yeah. We're finally kind of turning over into the better weather, and it's not 95 and 90% humidity anymore. So
true. You ever have any contests, calling contests or anything like that?
If we did, I would not win.
You wouldn't win either.
We did. Years ago, we did. We had some calling contests.
Maybe we'll have a pop-up contest someday. And
yeah.
That would be interesting. Okay. Well, keep us posted. We'll broadcast that maybe. So, thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming in. Derek Goplin and Fuzz McCauley. Don't forget, that event's coming up on Friday night, August 28th. Also, the upcoming wrestling outing for golf, benefiting the wrestling club. That's coming up on Saturday as well at Quail Run. Thanks to Fuzz McCauley and Derek Goplin for being our guests in the first part of the show.
Thank you, Phil.